Because podcasting is like, it's what's currently, you know, just like when people ask, what's next? What's the future? Podcasting is right there at the cusp. So if you're looking at what's exciting in the world and you want to explore what's exciting in Africa, podcasting is one of the things that's really exciting right now and just like unfolding and about to blow up.
Welcome to the Podcast Sessions with Retendo Nyamuda, where we chat to podcast hosts, podcast producers, and those within the podcast industry. On today's show, we sit down with the co-directors of Africa Podfest and founders of Africa Podcast Day. They are also the cover stars of the February issue of the Podcast Sessions digital magazine. I'm excited to welcome Josephine Karianjaye and Melissa Mbungua.
All right, so officially welcome Josephine and welcome Melissa. As mentioned, super excited to have you on the Podcast Sessions podcast. And today's discussion is incredibly interesting and incredibly insightful. One, it is a topic that I think is really, really important to be having within the African continent podcasting sectors. And two, most importantly, it is the cover. This is the cover interview for the Podcast Sessions January-February issue. So excited. Yeah. Excitement all around.
Yes.
And so to start with, I kind of want to get a sense of when and how the both of you got into podcasting. What was the journey? And I'm going to start with Josephine. What was the moment that you got into podcasting and that you decided this is something that you really, really want to do?
I started podcasting around 2018. I've always been a storyteller and written a lot of different content, some of which has been published, some of which has still to be published. And I was pretty excited about playing with open source tools. And so one day I started listening to podcasts around early 2018 and I thought, oh, let me tinker around with this. So I downloaded a copy of Audacity and I was very excited to get, plug into my headset and start podcasting. And like most of us, you start podcasting mainly before you know much about podcasting. So at first, I was really nervous to share my first content out with the world. I started making chapatis around the same time I started podcasting. And the process was just felt a lot like getting a recipe and trying it and then failing at it and then trying it again and then sharing it with your family members. And so podcasting for me was a process of trying to discover, what did I really want to talk about? What could I sound excited talking about? Where did my passion meet the process of sharing stories? And who did I really want to talk to? So some of it was podcasting about things I was interested in, whether it's wildlife and conservation. Some of it was talking to friends who I really admire and sort of trying to interview them in a way that would allow them to tell longer form stories. I discovered that I needed to know more. I needed to write more. I needed to script more. And so that's been the process of now developing into 2019. What the next season would look like. So right when I was thinking about, okay, I'm going to get into the next season, got together with Melissa and Paula and we started Africa Podfest there. And so that, ended up where I am with my hiatus right now. So here I am, still podcasting, still learning, but generally now thinking of new ways of putting out content, shorter series, shorter, episodes, figuring out what a distributed podcast looks like when you can't go into the studio now that I know you can, and also discovering some of the tools that other African podcasters have used and using some of those techniques, tools, and tips that they've shared with us so generously to be able to go into my own storytelling and crafting as well.
Absolutely amazing. It sounds like an absolutely amazing journey. And what I love about people's podcasting journeys is they're all very different. And Melissa, what was it for you? What was the first podcast you actually ever listened to? And what made you want to continue along this podcast journey?
That's such an interesting question. What was the first podcast I ever listened to? I don't think I actually remember the very first one, but it definitely was. I can tell you the first one I remember listening to, which was, I think, back in like 2012 or so, or maybe before, which was the first African one, which is Deeper Sounds of Nairobi, by a DJ called Jack Rooster, who plays house music, actually South African house.
Shout out to Jack Rooster. So I'm a fan of SA House.
And so shout out to Jack Rooster for being the OG Kenyan podcaster and one of the OG African podcasters. And it's that show actually still goes on. It eventually spun off into a radio show, but the podcast is still available. So that's the first one I remember listening to. Although before that, I'm pretty sure I had listened to like the American kind of tech business ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can't. I'd be lying if I mentioned the name because I really don't remember. But my journey into podcasting, I think I took the scenic route because mm-hmm. I ended up becoming a podcaster sort of at the last point of my journey. So I started out being like someone who loves listening to different alternative kinds of stories. So I got really bored of radio and TV and the usual. I'm very curious about like African culture, African history's perspective from contemporary Africa. So that's, I started asking myself like, what are the African podcasts that exist? Mm-hmm. And more and more, I started to hear like names and started to meet people, at least in Nairobi, who were running podcasts or thinking of starting podcasts. And so in 2017, I thought, why don't I like do a poll, do a survey and just do this once and for all, find out what's going on the scene. And the responses were really interesting. I had like responses from like 6 podcasters who'd been running for years, for more than just a year, which was interesting because most people had never heard of them, or most of them. And then also got to hear a bit more about their audiences and what they needed. They felt that they needed in order to grow. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff they needed is like access to studios, community with other podcasters from Kenya and beyond. Mm-hmm. And so that planted the seeds for, I think, you know, maybe I should just make this happen. So I ended up becoming a podcaster after having like worked on a festival, after having worked with other podcasters to help them like grow their podcasts. Mm-hmm. I took the scenic route.
I love that, taking the scenic route. And it's often it's very interesting how often we are so resistant to calling ourselves the thing that we are actually already doing. It's like the world is like, but that's who you are. And then one day you're like, oh my word, actually, you know, that it's who I am. Josephine, I would love to hear, what is the story of Africa Podfest? How did it come about? Where were you sitting? What was the epiphany moment when you guys decided that you are going to create Africa Podfest?
Wow. I think one of the most exciting parts about Africa Podfest is that it's always been about bringing people together. And one of the ways that we've, you know, that the idea grew was really understanding that on the one hand, there was a story of how the trending topic of like people are starting to hear about podcasts, people are starting to make podcasts across Africa. And then people were really hungry for new information, like structured content, technical assistance, and not just technical assistance, like here's the one time, here's like, how do we get better at creating a better sound? How do we create good tape? And so we got together, I guess all of us got together around August 2019, I believe it was, to have the first AN conference on podcasting in Nairobi. And so having that, post conversation after the AN conference, it was clear that there needed to be a bigger forum. So the question was, should it be in Kenya? So we make it the Kenya Podcasting Festival. And the answer was no, you know, it's not just in Kenya, it's in the rest of Africa. So why can't we do Africa Podcast Festival? And in short, Africa Podfest. And that's when the idea became a fully fledged sort of moving thing with a date, you know, a set date. I think I'm under telling the story because it's much longer. But the key element was the idea of continuing to bring together African podcasters, but also bringing people together in the podcasting space, in the audio space across Africa, who are determined to also build the African podcasting ecosystem.
I absolutely love this. And I love what you're mentioning about collaboration. I think it is one of the most beautiful things is when you can find synergies with people. And Melissa, in your opinion, when it does come to collaboration, I feel like it's interesting because I feel like this is one of the industry spaces where people aren't quick to hog a space. So you don't have to be the only podcaster talking about conversations about wildlife. You don't have to be the only podcaster doing something on film. You can kind of, you know, open up the room for other places or other people, but also collaborate with them. So what are your thoughts on collaboration and holding the space, or rather opening the space for people in similar, or who are speaking about similar conversations to you?
Well, first of all, like, I believe in collaboration as just the way to grow. Like, for me, you know, personally, it's a value of mine. It's just, and always has been, and I benefited from it so much, and it makes the journey much more enjoyable. Also, having worked, so my background is in technology and innovation. And so having been part of the community that built out like the innovation scene in Nairobi and also supported innovation in other parts of Africa, I have literally seen industries grow, like the technology industry in Africa grow over the past 10 to 12 years on the strength of collaboration. So I don't personally know any other way that an industry can grow. So to me, it's like collaborate or cease to exist, or lose the future. And especially now, when not only because of the pandemic, but also because of stuff like digital is still so new. And so we're still in the early stages of how it's changing society and so much of our systems. So collaboration is the way to build. Mm-hmm. We have so much to build. And then we are facing stuff like climate sustainability issues. To solve that, we just need to collaborate. So I'm a strong believer in it. And I don't think that the future of Africa is going to be built on hogging space, on being too quick to harvest a fruit before the tree has even grown, you know? So podcasting is still a little like seedling.
Yeah. Coming back to Africa Podcast Day, tell me, who is this event for? Who is this day for? Who are the people that you would like to see engaged and show up to the virtual online space?
Oh, awesome. So this day is for you, the African podcaster and pod maker, and at whatever point of your journey you are, whether you're at idea stage and are yet to begin recording, or whether you are a seasoned podcaster, whether you're a producer, an editor, a service provider, this day is for you. It's also for you if you are interested in investing in the podcast space, whether you're a business that's thinking about advertising via podcast or starting a podcast, and a business at every level. So you could be a small business, you could be, a corporation, could be an investor like a venture capitalist, you could be not for profit looking to give grants and invest in something that's new and fresh and interesting that's going to shape the future. You could be a social impact investor. You could be an individual who's just like looking at what's interesting and what's next, and you want to put your resource, your effort into it. And you could be from wherever in the world, as long as you have an interest and you're just someone who's curious about what's going on in Africa, what are the stories going on, what's trendy and edgy right now, what's about to change the game. Because podcasting is like, it's what's currently, you know, just like when people ask, what's next? What's the future? Podcasting is right there at the cusp. So if you're looking at what's exciting in the world and you want to explore what's exciting in Africa, podcasting is one of the things that's really exciting right now and just like unfolding and about to blow up. So this day is for you, if you're inside or if you're interested.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And I am one person who loves talking vision. I love thinking about the future, what the next couple of years might look like. But because we're in this digital space, I don't want to go too far into the future and ask you what your 10-year goal vision plan is. I'm going to bring it a bit closer and we'll talk about the five-year plan. So Josephine, in your opinion, what does Africa Podfest as well as Africa Podcast Day look like to you in the next 5 years?
I love the idea of looking to the future. And I think if you're a person who dreams a lot and likes to put your imagination to paper or to audio, Africa Podfest and Africa Podcast Day, I think we'll still be connected in some way. You know, I think Africa Podcast Day is bigger than all of Africa. It's bigger than all of us. And for us, our job is to make sure that as many people know about it, take it as their own, and in 5 years, you know, have their own gatherings, their own celebrations, their own, teachable moments, to connect it with what's really happening across Africa. So, you know, whatever social, political, economic environment that you're in, that you'll have a way of celebrating locally in your own language, in your own country. And in terms of for Africa Podfest, our job, you know, will be considered done when, you know, there is a huge Francophone presence in African podcasting, a huge Lusophone presence, a huge indigenous language presence in African podcasting. So we feel like if in the next 5 years we haven't made proper steps to make that happen, other people will join us and also make those steps happen in their own countries. We hope we have a part to play in it, you know, God willing, all things remaining as they are. But we know that there are so many people who already have the resources and the will to join us in this work to build it out. I liken it to, like, you know, how previously people could go into studio and record for their pods. But now your engineer is in a different room from your sound designer. You have a different host in a different country. You have this idea that it's a distributed space will continue. I think we're never going to work the same way again. Whether we go back to what we thought was normal, this is what is normal now. And so I think it's just going to evolve in many other ways. And I'm excited that in Africa, people grow ideas even when there's no space because of the restraints that we have. People grow, and so we are thinking it's going to grow and become much bigger. Remember, it's the first All Africa podcast festival, and it's just going to get bigger. I think we hope more people cross disciplines, within the creative space to bring their stories into audio. We need to record our histories. We need to record our families. We need to record, people are, you know, the previous generations. We need to record our current generations. Mm-hmm. I think the urgency for that, for creating audio memory, for creating audio history, I think will continue to be super important for us and for all African podcasters, because, man, like, we are, this is the cradle of mankind. This is where, like, we will see a lot of evolution in the way that people are recording their pods, in the way they're developing the medium itself. Like, the way people are using audio, man, I can't even paint an adequate picture, but I know it's going to be exciting.
Amazing. Thank you for that. Like, I'm with you on that vision. I was, you took me through the entire journey from beginning to end. And I think holistically, it's exciting to know that people are having these kinds of conversations. It's exciting to know that these are the things people are thinking about. It's not just about you and how do I grow my podcast and how do I monetize for myself. It's how do we create something that the future generations, future podcasters, future sound engineers and producers will be able to listen to and look back on and say, yes, I want to be a part of that. Or did you know that in 2019, this started and that was like, what, 10 years ago? You know, like those kinds of discussions. and Melissa, do you have anything to add to the five-year vision, mission, that Josephine has shared with us now?
Yeah, so I my hope and my, like, wildest dream for me about Africa Podcast Day and the festival is that whatever conversations that are questions right now, like, how do we monetize? In 5 years' time, we'll be like, we'll be having conversations with success stories and talking about how do we grow. We'll be like, we'll have in the room like amazing studios, amazing service providers, amazing, you know, we'll just have like grown, and we'll be asking questions about what's next, but having very different problems from the ones we have now, because we'll have grown. And then, you know, right now, like for us, for Africa Podcast Day this year, our aim is we want to spark joyful connections, because people don't know each other. So in 5 years, it'd be tight knit. People like have been hanging out and knowing each other and being friends and being collaborators for 5 years, and it'll be the home and the hub. And so the spirit of it will be like much more established, and talking about, okay, next level, next level, next level. Mm-hmm. So I imagine a very tight knit community that's purposeful and that knows what it wants. And of course, like, we don't know what the world will even look like in 5 years. But the point is that we'll still be here tighter, stronger, and like moving forward.
I love that. I really, really, really love that. And I specifically, what I really love is the questions. I think right now it is still, you know, early days and early seasons, and we are still having to educate around podcasting, which is important, so that we all, you know, when we rise, we're all rising, you know, kind of on similar and same levels. So I love that vision to say, we're having different conversations, because now everyone's monetizing and everyone is, you know, doing these incredible stuff, and everyone's audio quality is amazing. So my final kind of question, it's not really a question. It's more of just an opportunity for the both of you to share how people can get in touch, get involved, get in touch, access, especially for this year, Africa Podcast Day. Where they can find it. I know, Josephine, you mentioned earlier on Eventbrite, but you can share social media handles, social media pages, websites, and as well individually for yourselves, how people can connect with you. So Melissa, I will start with you. Give us some insights into how people can connect.
Okay. So right now, if you're listening to this, like, go and search Africa Podfest. So we are at Africa Podfest on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook, as well as on LinkedIn. So we're Africa Podfest. Plug in there to get regular updates about Africa Podcast Day and about Africa Podfest and what we do and our other programs, as well as go to our website, www.africapodcastfestival.com. That's africapodcastfestival.com, where you will find the doorway to the universe of the work that we do all year round. Yes. And then also sign up while you're at the website. sign up to join our mailing list on Substack to get monthly updates and insights into like developments and opportunities in the African podcasting space. Mm-hmm. You can find me, connect with me. I'm best on Twitter. Don't look for me on other platforms. Look for me only on Twitter, on at Mel Mbugua. That's MelMbugua on Twitter.
Fantastic. And Josephine, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you? Are you also only on Twitter?
I think I share with Mel everything you said about africapodcastfestival.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Sunny K. That's SunnyKay. And if you go there, you'll see everywhere else where you can find me as well. So that's SunnyKay. And also just, you know, super excited because our team is Pan-African. We're hoping to share a little bit more about their profiles on our website as well. So see if your country is represented. We are still taking people's community events. So there's an opportunity there, just a link that when that link is broken, you'll know the slots are filled. But for now, it's still open. So please bring your ideas. For this opportunity to be featured on our platform, to be featured on Africa Podcast Day, and to be able to get your vision and idea out to the world. So see you then, and looking forward to interacting with as many of you as possible, and also learning more about how your pod is shaping the African podcast space.
And that brings us to the end of our show. While you're here, please rate this episode and leave us a comment. Don't forget to subscribe to the Podcast Sessions digital magazine at www.thepodsessions.com and download your copy of Africa's first digital podcast magazine. The Podcast Sessions is a production of Teensway Media.